Well, I think what we've learned is that there are limits to what the federal government can do in terms of identifying individuals who are being drawn to violence. We're not always going to be able to see the warning signs. The government isn't best positioned to see that necessarily all the time. In fact, we've crunched the data.
But should it be better positioned to see it?
Well, I think we can be by working with the community, by engaging more. We've looked at this very hard. What we found from one study is that in 80% of the cases, community members saw warning signs, but they didn't see them as an indicator of a problem, whether it was a teacher hearing from a student that they were interested in traveling abroad to fight, whether it was a parent seeing a kid being more confrontational. We have to learn together and educate community members and trusted community members who can come and intervene and point that usually youth to a different path.
Is watching for signs, watching for behavior changes, is that a little passive in the face of what's sadly and repeatedly a growing problem here?
Well, it's not the only thing we're doing. We certainly need to make sure we as a community are poised to see those warning signs and see them as signs of trouble. But our law enforcement needs to, and has been, and in fact Boston is a great example of this, prepare for in advance to understand how they're going to respond, how they're going to work together to respond to an act of violence.
You mentioned in your speech in Cambridge a comprehensive prevention model.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like at the federal level, the state level, the local level?
What it really means is engaging with community members, and not just on the security side, whether it's educators, health professionals, religious leaders as well, sharing best practices. What do we know? What has our expertise taught us about how somebody becomes radicalized? How can we share that information so people can understand to see these warning signs?
Is that a law enforcement response? I mean, the debate we always have when these things happen is whether it should be a law enforcement mm-hmm. response, whether it's a debate about gun control, or whether it should be a mental health response or something else like that. Or are you talking about a combination of all of these things?
All of them.
Emphasis on one or the other.
It can't be done in any one silo. It is in part a law enforcement response because this is a public safety issue that we're talking about first and foremost. And law enforcement has a role to play, but so do teachers and so do parents and families.